Good morning, and welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church. As we continue our growing green season after Pentecost, we celebrate all God's goodness with the love of Jesus Christ. I'm glad to see you here today, and as Pastor Steve would say, someone might want you to be here today. As you can see, Pastor Steve is not with us today. I was asked to fill in his absence, and I hope and pray that you'll bear with me as I try to get through this service. Many thanks goes out to all who work behind the scenes to make this happen. We have Pastor Steve would also like to thank everyone who's been praying for him and Stacy this week. He also wants to apologize if any of his actions have been cavalier. His sole desire is that no one comes to St. John's will leave with a virus they didn't have when they came. He wishes us all blessings and health. Now then for the announcements. We have Sunday school bags in the back of the church today. If any of your children here, if children visit your home, if your children's in your neighborhood, we have Sunday school lessons for them. We also have Sunday school beginning after the service today. On Thursday, we will continue our Bible study on the Gospel of John. This week, we are looking at the first two chapters of John. We will meet in the parlor at 6:30 Thursday evening, so come in and join us. The thrift shop could coat drive is coming soon, Saturday, October 9th. We need coats that will help to warm our neighbors in need. We also need people. People to help set things up on Friday the 8th, and also people to help in the distribution on the 9th. So please, if you're able, to come out and help. There are many other announcements in the bulletin, and I hope you take the time to read them. Now, if you'll please rise, we'll have the apostolic greeting. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Continue with our gathering song, famous one.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Generous God, your Son gave his life that we might come to peace with you. Give us a share of your Spirit, and all we do, empower us to bear the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
The first lesson is from Numbers chapter 11. The rabble among them had a strong craving, and the Israelites also wept again and said, "If only we had meat to eat. Remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, all at the entrances of their tents. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servant so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all this people? Did I give birth to them, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a suckling child,' to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they come weeping to me and say, 'Give us meat to eat.' I'm not able to carry all this people alone, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my misery." So the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tent of meeting and have them take their place there with you." So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the Spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them?" The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from James chapter 5. "Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective." Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Would you please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel? The Holy Gospel according to Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able to soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives up a cup of water to drink, because you bear the name of Christ, will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and their fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be peace at one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
be seated. Let us pray. Lord, I pray that the words from my mouth and the meditation of each and every heart will be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we heard that Moses and Jesus were sharing a difficulty this morning. Both of them are hard-pressed to see a time when the ministry of God's kingdom is actually going to be done. Both Jesus and Moses are trying to show the people around them the power of God's love in their daily lives. The group Moses is working with are trapped in the day's past, remembering the good old days when they were slaves. Moses is close to despair. The disciples, on the other hand, are focused on the future instead. They are looking to guarantee their place in history. So when outsiders start accomplishing things in Jesus' name, they get very upset. Jesus, too, is frustrated with the disciples' lack of knowledge and humility. Those of us here today, we are both in these stories, as we get stuck in our past and dreams of places in our future. But there is hope, because God loves us and wants us to be His salt for the earth. In Numbers today, we hear Moses and the Israelites, and they are whining, because whining is one thing that we're very good at. When the going gets tough, the rebels always start whining. We used to have good things back in Egypt, and now all we get is manna. And is that what being a slave is worth for? We used to have it so much better, and now we are just wandering and starving. God's people have forgotten the grace God shown and brought them out of slavery. They would rather whine than give thanks. They would rather whine than to help one another. God's people were forgetting God's love and goodness that changed their lives and gave them liberty and freedom. Why? What they wanted was more handouts. And to be honest, they wanted something better than manna for that handout. Moses cried out for God's help. Moses is despairing that the ministry of bringing God's love and blessing to the world will never be done. From the covenant with Abraham to their lives in the wilderness, God promised it that it should be a blessing, and Moses did not see that happening anytime soon. So God calls Moses to bring 70 elders so that the power may be shared, so that the ministry will find more and more instances to inspire the lives of God's people. Moses gathers and those that follow him to his tent were given power. The Spirit of the Lord filled them, and they did ministry once. They did it. The people saw it. They even realized that the ministry was something that we were all called to do. They realized that God had rescued them to bless the world, not to whine and to complain. Two of the elders Moses chose, Eldin and Medad, didn't go with Moses. They stayed with the people. When the Spirit came, it came to them, and they too joined in doing the ministry, and they just kept doing it. It wasn't once and done for them. They reached out to God's mercy and cared for the people around them. People tried to tattle. They tried to get Eldad and Medad in trouble, or they tried to make Moses feel foolish because there were other people doing the same things that he was doing. Moses didn't feel foolish. He was excited. Moses wanted the ministry done, blessings shared, and Eldad and Medad shown as example of God's Spirit at work in the world. The disciples were also tattling in today's gospel reading. They discovered someone helping people in Jesus' name, and they tried to stop him because he wasn't one of them. He wasn't following Jesus like they were. This man was helping people in Jesus' name. This man was casting out demons in Jesus' name. They wanted him to stop because he was doing what they were supposed to be doing. They wanted him to stop because they weren't doing it. Jesus just shook his head at his disciples, and he told them that no one can do a deed of power in his name and then turn around and speak ill of him. He tells them something that turns the conventional wisdom on its ear. Whoever is not against us is for us. Let me repeat that. Whoever is not against us is for us. Now, most of us understand reality. And when we hear someone say, whoever isn't with us is against us. That is how we typically think in our world. Jesus changed it. Jesus tells us that the ministry is so important to God's vision that if someone is actually working against it, isn't working against it, they are actually working with us. There are people who actively stand in the way of God's love, trying to stop it from coming. They are like the birds of, or the rocks or the weeds in the parable of the sower. Jesus tells us that if someone isn't doing that, if someone isn't actively working against the love of God, God is going to use them on our behalf for that love, whether we know it or realize it or not. That is the power of the love of God. God will use any opportunity God will use every opportunity to change the world in His love. God will use anyone and everyone at any time to help this loving and caring world, helping to change the world. You don't have to know it, but it's much better when you do. We who know the power of God's love in our lives can share that joy, but whether it is Eldad or me dad, you and me, it doesn't matter. To God who has used it, what is matters, that God's love happens. What matters is that the world gets tasty. That is why Jesus tells us that we are salt. Salt brings flavor and zip to food. Salt-free pretzels, I know that exist in the world, but I've always wondered why they exist. When food is bland and blah, we add salt. It's a flavor enhancer. When the world is bland and blah, God shakes us into the world and adds the flavor of His love through us and through all. That is what ministry is all about. It's bringing the flavor, the goodness of God's love, to a blah and bland aspects of life, as we get to bring the love that is our calling. Jesus speaks of our being salted with fire, because salt and fire were a part of every sacrifice in Jerusalem. Jesus is reminding us that we might need to be willing to sacrifice ourselves to bring the love, the care, the flavor, the zip to those we meet. God is calling us into the depths of that love and calling us to follow Jesus all the way. Moses may have despaired God's people from ever becoming the blessing God intended them to be, but Eldad and Medad gave him hope. They give us hope for God's Spirit moving in our lives and transforming us. Jesus may despair that the disciples ever get it, but it doesn't stop him from charging disciples and charging you and me as well with bringing the flavor of God's love and standing for the benefit of the world and not be a stumbling block in the world. God knows that God can work with anyone, anything to make the kingdom come. God chooses to work with us to help that kingdom come. God knows that as long as someone is not working against His love, that He can love this world to be a better and more beautiful place. God chooses to work with us, giving us strength and patience, the courage and peace we need to stand beside God and not stand against Him. God created this beautiful world, and God's dream has been that we would show God how much we love Him by loving and caring for one another. God has chosen to love this beautiful world and to work with us, alongside us, and in spite of us, if He must. May we discover new ways, appropriate ways, transforming ways to make God's vision our mission, now and always. Amen. And now, as you can see that the church has been decorated with these lovely quilts that adds a beautiful color to our scenery here, it is my chore to bless these quilts so they can get on their way. And quilts have played a major part of the Lutheran World Relief Mission since its founding in 1945. That means for 76 years, quilters across the country have lovingly stitched thousands upon thousands of quilts for distribution as part of LWR's many projects. Their quilts have traveled all over the world, from Peru to India to Tanzania, providing a warmth and comfort to millions of families. And the only way that these quilts can travel is they need to be shipped. And in order for them to ship them, that takes money. So there is baskets in the back, there is baskets up front, and if you would be so glad on your way out to make a contribution, it takes $2.25 to ship one quilt. So anything and everything that you would be able to put in the basket would be greatly appreciated. And as this congregation usually does, we give over and above that. So if that money does go over and above that, be assured that money will go along with that to be a good use as it goes. So I ask each and every one of you, if you would, to try to think of that when you leave the church today. Now let us pray. O Lord, our God, maker of all things, you have blessed your children with so many gifts. A good eye for color, the ability to make fine stitches, the skills to develop ever new and exciting patterns. And now we offer the fruits of our labor, the quilts we have made to you. We dedicate these quilts to your service, trusting that your love will go wherever each quilt is sent, making it more than just a piece of material, rather making each piece here create an expression of love. There is no way for us to imagine the power and effect an act of love can have on a person's life. How can you use something as small as a quilt to radiate your love from us to the world? May these be used in your service and become blessings for all those who receive them. Lord, we know that all we possess comes from your loving hand. Give us grace to honor you with all of our being. Draw our hearts to you. Guide our minds, fill our imaginations, and control our wills, so that we may be wholly yours. Use us as your will, and always to your glory, and to the welfare of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Is there anyone here from the Joy Circle? I don't see no one holding their hand up. It's my privilege and honor to display a new wedding banner that has been donated to St. John's by the Joy Circle. And at this time, we'd like to put a blessing upon the banner as it will be proudly displayed in our church. So let us pray. We give thanks to you, O God, Creator of the universe, for you have enriched our lives with every good and perfect gift. You have commanded us to show your splendor in your children, and you have invited us to praise you with lives of love, justice, and joy. Send your blessings on this banner. When it is set apart today, may it adorn this house, showing us beauty of holiness. Inspire couples here who are married, and so proclaim the glory of your majesty. To you, O God, be all glory and honor, through your Son, Jesus Christ, in unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Now then, if you would please rise for the prayers of the church. Made children of heirs of God's promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. We pray for the church and its ministry. Bless the newly baptized and encourage them in their journey of faith. Sustain all members of the holy body of Christ in lives of prayer, service, and worship. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for natural wonders of your creation. Restore damaged forests, waterways, and natural habitats, and lead us to be good stewards of what you have provided. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those in authority. Give them wise minds and compassionate hearts. Strengthen in them a desire to protect the vulnerable and care for those underserved. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are struggling with cancer, dementia, or any other disease. We pray for Pastor Steve and his family that he will be restored to good health and return to us here at St. John's. Provide them with the peace and resilience for the days ahead. Sustain caregivers with energy and patience. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the worship leaders of this congregation, musicians, readers, acolytes, and ushers. Bless us through their ministry and grant them a passion to continue in their service. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for all saints, those who have loved and known, and those that from every time and place continue to guide us by their example and reassure us of your promised salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You can be seated as we take up our offering.
Free.
Please rise if you are able for the offering prayers. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have created all that is, and you provide for it in every season. Bless all that we offer, that through these gifts the world will receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus Emmanuel, we pray. Amen. Now we'll repeat the prayer that the Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Now I ask you to be that salt that we talked about in the sermon today, to go out into the world with hope.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Never runs out on me. Oh, your love